So we've been talking about changes that the COVID-19 pandemic might bring about at the levels of buildings or even cities. What about something smaller, like signs and notices? Well, designers are already thinking about how to reimagine street signs and notices that advise the public on how to stay safe and healthy amid the outbreak.
What's universal around design right now and the way we're looking at it is this idea of compassion and connection.
That's Dylan Coonrad, creative director at the global design firm Canon Design. He's reimagined 10 signs that we may be familiar with. The project is conceptual and often witty. For example, a fire extinguisher sign that now says, "Don't hoard sanitizer," or a national park sign that has a leaf wearing a mask. Dylan says, great design must be empathetic.
So for us, it's perfectly okay to show up to a problem without the answers, but instead show up with vulnerability and energy and curiosity to figure it out. And that takes guts. But it's something that designers have perfected, and I think is really valuable now.
And Dylan told us even more about the project.
When I was going on a run down in Brooklyn, I don't go on runs often. I ran track in high school. I told myself I would retire my body from running. So when I do run, I pay attention to everything else just to get my mind off of it. And for some reason, I was looking at these signs along the way. And there was one in particular that caught my attention. It was the pedestrian crossing one. And it seemed to me it was just misleading in this day and age with the man and the woman being so close crossing the street on the sign. And I thought, no matter what language you speak, no matter where you come from, no matter where you live, we all rely on these universal signs to tell us how to act and how to behave. And most importantly, how to stay safe. And if there's one thing we need right now, it's that constant reminder to stay safe and healthy. So these signs act as that great unifier. And by the time I got home from the run, I had a handful of ideas already. In the sign, there's two people crossing, a man and a woman. They kind of overlap their bodies. And in this solution, they took those same exact people and just moved them apart to demonstrate that it doesn't take much for us to change our behavior, but it goes a long way. If anyone's walked past a wet floor, they've seen those almost table tent-like signs. The new version of that replaced the slipping man in midair almost and changed it. That same man's shape, but raised his arm in celebration and asked everyone to, instead of caution, slippery when wet, it said, celebrate healthcare workers. So people pay attention to those signs, I think, more than most. And putting a positive message on that was a really great connection for us. It was powerful to be able to take these universally recognized elements and put a certain angle on them that would make people notice or take a double take. And I think when people read them, I hope they would think there's someone out there that appreciates my well-being and they care about what I do. And that's what I want to tell everyone, that we're in it together, there's hope, and there's light at the end of the tunnel. I also want to celebrate the designers of the past who actually developed these amazing social communication tools, because they've become so critical to how we act. They're remarkable pieces of design. They're not sold on shelves and they're not hanging in museums, but they mean everything to us. And I think we rely on them more than we might realize.
Dylan Coonrad, Canon Design Creative Director. He spoke with us from his home in Brooklyn, New York. And to see some of the signs Dylan has been talking about, go to our website, onpointradio.org. Okay, so today we talked about the human inhabitants of our built environments. Tomorrow we're going to talk about our wild neighbors, specifically the wildlife that you might be seeing more of now that human beings are indoors a lot of the time. So tell us what you've spotted in your neighborhood. Maybe it's more birds, more insects, a cougar loping down your street. Let us know. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 617-353-0683. That's 617-353-0683. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about wildlife. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.